Tanvajra has two different meanings. One is the facade, the facial of something, the appearance of something. The other one is the money, value. He plays with this word. They call him Vajhul Arab, means you, the representative of Arabs, or the beauty of Arabs, both. Because Vajih means beautiful. They call him the beauty of Arab, or representative of Arabs. How do you do? The guy will say, I will be good if you will give me Vajr, means if you give me money. Here he is. You remember, he's here for money, right? The woman said, we are poor, everybody is rich, and he is here to ask for money. Therefore, this happens. Who will write? The people who are working in that Darul Khalifa, which is not palace. Darul Khalifa means the house of Caliph. Dar is not palace. They are ready to help. Without asking, they will give. So they will ask him, how do you do? What's your fame? They will say, you talked about that Vajr. Because he was thinking about the money. When they call him beauty, he will hear the sound of money. So he will say, I will be beauty if you give me money. He said, I'm a chief if you give me any countenance. You see, the Arabic is gof vajham garmaro vajhi dahi. Both are one word. Because beauty is the value of him, and money is the human value. The guy is thinking about money. And when they call him, how are you beautiful? He will say, I'll be beautiful if you give me money. Yeah.
He said, I am a chief if you give me any countenance. I am without means when you put me behind your backs.
Bi wujuham chun pas pushtam nahi. Means, if you turn me back, I'll be without money. Yeah.
O you in whose faces are the marks of eminence, O you whose splendor is more pleasing than the gold of Jafar.
You see, here he wants to return the compliment. Again he will say, you, in your beautiful face I will see the essence of beauty, and you are fantastic like pure gold. Because he's thinking about the gold. Remember, the goldsmith had an old tendency. He's looking for gold. He doesn't know what's happening yet. Yes.
O you, one sight of whom is sights. O you, at the sight of whom pieces of gold are scattered.
Again, dinar, money. Here's not gold, it's dinar, dollar. Yeah.
O you, all of whom have become seeing by the light of God, who have come from God for the sake of munificence, that you may cast the elixir of your looks upon the copper of human individuals.
Again, I brought the copper, touch it with your elixir, make it gold. You see, he is thinking about the real, real value, money, gold, because this is the only thing that he was sent for. The woman sent him here to have money, right? Yeah.
I am a stranger. I have come from the desert. I have come in hope of the grace of the Sultan. The scent of his grace covered the deserts. Even the grains of sand were ensouled.
Now transformation. After this conversation, suddenly it clicks. Yep.
I came all the way to this place for the sake of dinars. As soon as I arrived, I became drunken with sight.
Because dinar and didar the Iran. He said, I was here for dinar, now I'm drunk from didar, visiting, seeing the thing. Yeah.
A person ran to the baker for bread. On seeing the beauty of the baker, he gave up the ghost. A certain man went to the rose garden to take his pleasure and found it in the beauty of the gardener. Like the desert Arab who drew water from the well and tasted the water of life from the face of Joseph.
You remember that Arab who was thirsty and who tried the well, but the Joseph was down there? He brought up Joseph out of the well. He said, look at that. The guy was seeking the water. Means the guy was the seeker of knowledge. Then he discovered the beauty of Joseph, which is the beauty of God. Yes.
Moses went to fetch fire. He beheld such a fire that he escaped from fire. Jesus sprang up to escape from his enemies. That spring carried him to the fourth heaven. The ear of wheat became a trap for Adam, so that his existence became the weak ear of mankind. The falcon comes to the snare for food. It finds the forearm of the king and fortune and glory. The child went to school to acquire knowledge in hope of its father's pretty bird.
Yeah, okay, this is a little bit difficult because you have to know the custom, the habit, tradition. They were used to make a sugary chicken, the bird,
lollipop,
in the form of a bird. Normally they make it, and in Iranian language we call it kuzqandi, means sugary cock, because that's that little bird. That's the simplest way. You say, okay, look at the children. They go to the school because dad will bribe them that if you go to the school, I will give you this candy. But all of that, they will learn the knowledge. Means motivation is not always good. Means you don't know what you get. We bribe you to go there for this, for that, for that. When you arrive, suddenly you will get it. This was an excuse. The meeting was, or arriving over there was the goal. Yep.
Then, by school, that child rose to the top, paid monthly fees, and became perfect. Abbas had come
over there. Did it make sense, this one? Paid monthly fees and became perfect. In Persian, it's a little bit different, because that monthly fees, yes, you say monthly, but in Persian it will be by every other circle of moon means monthly. So the word of moon is there, right? Then Badr is the position of moon when it is full moon. Means he paid this monthly, he became full moon. Remember what the moon was?
Prophet.
The prophet. The one who is carrying the message. So, ماهیانه داده و بدری شده. Means he paid his due for the one moon or one month, he became the full moon. Yep.
Abbas had come to war for vengeance sake, for the purpose of subduing Ahmed and opposing the religion. He and his descendants in the caliphate became a back and front to the religion until the resurrection.
Again, it doesn't make sense to you. You have to know this story. There was this guy, Abbas, who was fighting Muhammad. He came to fight him, but it happened so that he realized that he's wrong, and he became Muslim